You fool me, we can't get fooled again.
Lost Discs Radio.
Holy hole in a donut!
Look, Slick, if you don't dig what's happening, Disneyland is like 200 miles back that way.
He sets his gaze into the glass sky, looking through red bloodshot eyes, and he cries. The medication in the hand glass, champagne through the wire, he hopes it'll take his pain away. It's too late to rectify yesterday. The protective bubble of his youth, she broke it with the deadly pin she called the truth. Grips in his hand as he makes supplication to a god he'll never understand. But it's too late to rectify yesterday.
Yeah, man. It is too late to rectify. Right there. The Doomsday Machine off of the Dot Records label. The Doomsday Machine with Too Late to Rectify. Before that, of course, man, it was the Tokens. Okay, the Tokens. You know, the old group. Doc, you know that group that
did
that?
That's a fitting name for the GOP.
In the jungle. The quiet jungle, the lion sleeps tonight.
No, not that.
The GOP sleeps tonight.
No, the GOP, the Doomsday Machine.
Yeah, you dig right, man. You're digging that right. The Tokens was giving us a creepy record called Some People Sleep, you know, giving us different scenarios that people sleep under. And, of course, before that, it was Peter Gabriel. But not only that, it was Robert Fripp. It was the Robert Fripp and Peter Gabriel version of Here Comes the Flood. That's a prediction. That's a prediction right here tonight on the Lost Discs radio show for the next 4 years. You know, politically, unfortunately, we're getting political again, and the only person to email in so far is our good friend Cosmic Debris.
Yay!
You know, he was digging the Frank Zappa stuff, of course.
Right.
And he was digging the King Crimson action earlier, 21st century schizoid man. You know, George W. Bush is a 21st century schizoid man's man. You know, he's not just a man's man, he's one of those man's mans. And here we go. Now, we're going to keep it sort of in Texas. You know, let's face facts. Also, George W. Bush is not really from Texas. He just sort of lived there for a few years and did the thing. But he wasn't born there. You know, he grew up here. You know, Connecticut, New Haven is right down the street. And in New Haven, Connecticut, they make a big friggin' deal about, you know, George
There's a sign like maybe five, not even five, like 4 miles from our studios. It says New Haven, Connecticut, birthplace of George W. Bush.
Birthplace of George W. Bush, our current president. New Haven, yeah, Connecticut, right, ladies and gentlemen. He's not from Texas. You all fell for it. You all fell for it.
His home state didn't even elect him president.
His home state of Connecticut. You know, it's like in Al Gore. Al Gore could not win Tennessee back in the election of 2000. Well, George W. Bush couldn't win his home state of Connecticut. Hi, he's not from the South. It's all a fake. You all fell for it. Unbelievable. Speaking of that type of thing, we got two records coming up here back to back. The first one's for the Republicans. The second one is for the Democrats. All right. For the first one, it's from a Texas group.
I hope you're going to play something for the guilty party.
No, you got to understand this, Doc. Yeah, we'll get into that later. You got to understand that this next record is by a group called Mouse and the Traps. They were out of Texas back in the mid-60s. And aren't elephants afraid of mice, you know? You dig me? So, mouse in the traps. And then after that, we're going to hear a group called The Remaining Few. And we're sending their song out to the Democrats that are remaining in this... In this so-called democracy, well, in this democracy, I won't say so-called yet, but in this democracy of ours, the United States of America. Once again, email action, it's like this, lost@wbcq.us. Hey, Cosmic Debris did it. lost@wbcq.us. And here comes Mouse and the Traps tonight, man, for the Republicans. Yeah, it's a public execution!
Some things are best not said. But since this is your public execution, I think I'm gonna go right on ahead. Mailman brought your letter, babe, where you told me how you feel. And about the things he said he told you, that is, I'm such a heel. Well, I could never be honest that to you I'd always lied. But he saw me take some other hide for a two-wheel.
Tennessee, I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee, that says, fool me once, shame on you. But fool me, you can't get fooled again.
Please, though I disagree. other drivers won't yield. People stand without sound. Tears touch the ground and soon dry away.
Aerosol Oasis and his lovely wife, Jockey, accompanied by her sister, Princess Lee Reza Fanisnatch, disemboweled yesterday on their private sloop Behemoth for the Republic of Gotcha, where they will rendezvous with former President Johnson's private yawl, Come.
Shame on you.
Secretary of State Powell. Secretary of State Powell. Secretary of State Powell. Secretary of State Powell will present information and intelligence about Iraq's illegal weapons programs, its attempts to hide those weapons from inspectors, and its links to terrorist groups. If Saddam Hussein does not fully disarm for the safety of our people, and for the peace of the world, we will lead a coalition to disarm him.
Now this is his song, his very own song. He can sing it short and he can sing it long.
For the brave Americans who bear the risk, no victory is free from sorrow. If war is forced upon us, we will fight in a just cause and by just means. Lead a coalition to disarm him. If war is forced upon us, we will fight in a just cause and by just means. America will not accept a serious and mounting threat to our country and our friends and our allies. If war is forced upon us, we will fight in a just cause and by just means. If this is not evil, then evil has no meaning. The war goes on, and we are winning.
All men are liars, and
sweating on getting it started straight. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Alive.
Their words ain't worth no more than worn out tires.
Hey girls,
girls,
bring rusty pliers to pull this tooth.
Amen. Alive.
And that's the truth.
There's an old saying in Tennessee. I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee, that says, fool me once.
Hey, kids. Jimmy Knight here for Don's Drive-In, downtown on Flag Street, home of the best food in town. Well, actually, the food isn't very good, but it is the best in town. And if you slip Donnie an extra 20, he'll be sure to pad your pockets with a pack of 420. And that'll keep you munching all night long, right, kids? That's Don's Drive-In, downtown on Flag Street, home for the hungry teens.
Don's Drive-In.
Shame on you.
Well, I got a friend, I want you to know. His name is Little George and I love him so. But every time I try to whisper in his ear, his face gets red and this is what you hear. Little George, he's got the hiccups. He's perfectly normal in every way. He's just a little doll, so the girls all say, I like to date him, he likes to date me. But when we get together, it's a sight to see. Little George, he's got the hiccups. His face gets red, his tie gets tight, his eyes they roll left to right. When I go away, the hiccups go. The doctors say, well, I just don't know. If you see little George with me on his arm, you hear a funny noise, no cause for alarm. It's George, he's got the hiccups. George and I went out the other night. He took me to a movie just to hold me tight. But the hiccups came, the usher came too. He asked us to go, well, what are you gonna do? Little George, he had the hiccups. When he takes me home kinda late at night, wants to steal a kiss by the early light. Seems the folks are always up and there to greet. They hear Georgia coming the block down the street. Little George, he's got the hiccups. Well, his face gets red, his tie gets tight, his eyes they roll left to right. When I go away, the hiccups go. The doctors say, well, I just don't know. Now we finally got together as man and wife. We got one thing in common that'll last through life. Little George and I, we got the hiccups. Oh yeah, a little George, it's nice. A little George, oh yeah, a little George.
Lost Discs Radio, doo doo.
Lost Discs Radio, doo doo. Lost Discs Radio, doo doo. Lost Discs Radio, doo doo. Lost Discs Radio, doo doo. Lost Discs Radio, doo doo. Lost Discs Radio, doo doo. Your place for fun, Lost Discs Radio.
The banister and I'm at the top of the stairs. I would just sit there and listen and pretend like it was him, but it wasn't. The banister and on top of the stairs. I would just sit there and listen and pretend like it was him, but it wasn't.
Take me to your leader, baby.
baby, you're my leader.
Man, we're really swinging on the planet. A Lost Discs radio show.
A man will be walking along the road and see a bloody chicken and think that he's going to die. And the reason why he's going to die is because he goes to the local witch doctor, and the witch doctor says, a guy threw a spell on you and you're going to die. So the guy thinks he's going to die, and therefore he dies. And see that whole bloody chicken and seeing it all, and he interprets it as he's going to die. So therefore he thinks he's going to die. But maybe if he think he wasn't going to die, he wasn't going to die. And that's the power of words.
One more time, I'll be running it. People trying to shun it. The fact that I'm a hustler, but I'm still running. Know the strength and a golden limb. Come on, fella.
Top of the stairs, I would just sit there and listen and pretend like it was him. But it wasn't.
Hey, no interruption. Don't let the hustle play.
There's an old saying in Tennessee. I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee, that says, fool me once.
We're not just hoping you're dumb, America.
If fool me, we can't get fooled again.
We're banking on it.
Does that make sense, everything I said? Oh, that's all right. No, I just have to go with it, man. I can't rehearse. I want to describe aspect of something that I want to describe here is that I really have nothing that I really can describe to you the way you would like to hear it, but I can describe it the way that I think I might know how to answer it. And
ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the Lost Discs radio show for November 5th of 2004. still reeling with the decision of the American people, you know. Well, some of the people.
Well, 126,000 of them.
I guess most of the people. Hey, you know, it was Jonathan Winters, okay? Jonathan Winters, yeah, the old comedian with Take Me to Your Leader off the Coral Records label. Yes, man, we were spinning the original 45 record. And
did you ever see the T-shirt with the aliens that come down from outer space? It's a cool T-shirt. And
one is that now?
The aliens come down from outer space, and they're like landing in a field, and you see their little spaceship with the bubble. And there's a bunch of them in there, and it's really cloudy inside the bubble.
Yeah, it's like Latu.
Yeah, and the alien comes out, and his eyes are like half open. They're all bloodshot. And out of his mouth, he walks up to a guy who's like standing there with like bell-bottom jeans on, like sunglasses, like
yeah,
hanging out.
Yeah.
And the alien goes, take me to your dealer.
Take me to the dealer, man.
Yeah, take me to your dealer.
I dig that, man. I dig that. I'll tell you who
very
else.
Very funny.
I'll tell you who else digs that. It was right before, I got an email in from Jim Strader tonight. Jim Strader's up in Massachusetts, but he's digging our show on the internet.
See, all they did was mix up the L and the D. They switched the L and the D from leader to dealer.
WBCQ.com.
makes it very, very funny.
Oh, my God. Hey, you know, that Jonathan Winters reminds
me
of that.
To your dealer.
Reminds me of that movie where everybody was buried under a big W. Remember how the money was buried?
No. I never watched that movie again.
Remember how the money was buried under a big W?
Ugh.
Oh, yeah, man. Well, if you're feeling like we're buried under a big W, you're right. It must be a mad, 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 mad world. We're spinning Jonathan Winters. Before that, it was Laura Bush. You know, before Laura Bush and George W. Bush were dating, well, back around when they were dating, before they were married, I mean, she cut a record called Little George Got the Hiccups on the Carlton Records label. That's what we heard tonight. Yes, the one and only, the first lady of the United States of America, Laura Bush, there with Little George Got the Hiccups. And before that, of course, it was Nick Lowe. All men are liars. All men are liars. So please bring a pair of rusty pliers to pull this tooth, because all men are liars, and that's the twoof. And of course, before that, it was the remaining few.
We love it when you talk like a Tweety Bird.
Remaining few, we were sending a creepy song called Painted Air. We were sending that out to all the Democrats that are remaining. in this country, I guess. And before that, of course, it was Mouse and the Traps off the Fraternity Records label. Hey, the Fraternity. Get it? Fraternity. It's a big fraternity. With Public Execution, man, out of 1966. And they were out of Texas. But George W. Bush was out of Connecticut. You were all fooled. I can't believe you all fell
fool
for
me
it.
Fool me won't get fooled again.
He was born. He was bold and born in Connecticut. Oh, my God. Who cares? Hey, who
little
cares?
Little Georgie probably had the hiccups when he was in Connecticut.
Who cares now? But if he runs for a third term, you better care then. Ladies and gentlemen, I guess that's going to about do it for us. It's 10:58, almost 10:59 p.m. on the Eastern Time Zone. You can always email us at any time, lost@wbcq.us, or drop it in the analog mail. Dr. Doc Brown, give him the mailing address for our P.O. Box.
That's Lost Discs Radio, P.O. Box 157 North Haven, Connecticut, 06473 in the U.S.A.
USA, and we'll dig you next time on the Lost Discs Radio Show.